I don't think it was purposeful that our 11 o'clock group fits in with the labor theme today. Maybe it was. We should take credit for it, that we actually have a group that has a Labor Day sounding title to them. We'll get to know them a little bit throughout the hour ahead, and I'm looking forward to hearing them just based on the sound check. You'll hear, among other things throughout the hour, a trombone and a vibra slap. Oh, there are saws. I see some musical saws in the, or a musical saw in the corner, a couple guitars. Always good to have two guitars. There's no waiting that way. You always have one at the ready and a bass player. Join me now with great pleasure as we welcome Working Breed.
Start feeling like they're circles. I thought my path would be in one direction, but it seems that the rearview mirror made it clear to me I am here. Where I'm supposed to be. Follow the horizon as we drive. I focus on the distance, it brings me back to life. For the fear of standing still fills my head with regret. I look ahead. I'm not there yet. Know that you're where you need to go. When do you just move on? How does a bird have the instincts to keep on flying? Know when to stop, sing its song. Know when to stop and sing its song.
Stop.
and sing its song.
That's Working Breed here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And typically a quintet, the drummer not with us this morning, Samuel Stein. But let's meet everybody else who is here. And they're sort of stripped down a little more acoustic today to fit in with our morning vibe. But let's meet everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'll let you, could y'all sort of introduce yourself? We'll have you just say hello.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm singing some songs and playing some horns and musical saw.
I just noticed there's a trumpet
here,
too.
There's a trumpet, too, secret trumpet.
There's a silver trumpet, and there's this really cool trombone you're playing that has that extra little lever hook thing that
a trigger to change the key.
I've never is that common? I've not seen that.
I think it's, you know, it's kind of a fancy horn for symphonic use, but it has a really nice mellow tone to it, and also sounds really nice for jazz too.
Where'd you get it?
My parents got it for me in high school. They were really a big supporter of me playing music, and so it's a really nice horn. I put it down for about 10 years. I picked it back up, and I'm so glad I kept it around because it's a really beautiful horn.
Yeah, it's a really expressive instrument, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Trombones just have this splat capability that just makes you feel good if you want it to.
You can have sad trombone solos, or you can have blatty trombone solos. Yeah. There's all different kinds. Yeah.
And next.
I'm Chelsea. I play the guitar, some accordion, and I sing.
And
share writing.
I should ask each of you, well, just briefly, we'll start with you, Erica. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Florida, and I moved here in 97, and I just stayed in Pittsburgh.
What part of Florida?
Southeast coast, called Jensen Beach, a little sleepy beach town.
And
what's really weird, actually, is Chelsea has a house or a condo or something near there. So we didn't meet each other at the time, but we have places near each other in Florida. It's
How about that?
Yeah, we know all the spots.
Where in Florida are you, Chelsea?
I'm not from there, but my parents and I, you know, we've, as a family, gone down to this one place, and they have a property down in Hutchison Island, Florida. And Erica literally grew up the road from
That's amazing. Yeah. And you met in Pittsburgh?
Met in Pittsburgh.
We both have British dads who are musicians. It's all kinds of weird stuff.
Very, very unusual.
I dyed my hair red for a while, but
meant to be friends.
And are you from Pittsburgh originally?
From Pittsburgh,
Where did you grow up?
South Park, South Hills.
Excellent. South Hills in Pittsburgh. Always good. Just sort of know... Mm-hmm. No, all the details. It won't get more invasive than that, I promise. Let's meet Michael next.
Hey, my name's Mike. I play guitar and sing a little bit.
And any Florida connections?
No, I do not have any Florida connections. Actually, we do now. My family now has a place on the other side of the state, near Anna Maria Island, actually.
Oh, nice place. Everybody's got a place in
Florida. we're preparing for retirement.
This is great. I can maybe get you a gig on WMNF in Tampa, which is a great radio station.
Very good.
Well, we were planning on maybe going down there in the spring, so I'll call you.
It's a wonderful place. I don't know if I have any pull there. I'm sure they would welcome you greatly. And Jonah, we'll have you step up to Michael's microphone.
Jonah, play the bass. No Florida connection.
From Pittsburgh originally?
From Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in Mount Lebanon. Mike and I went to high school together, and that's where we met and started playing like 1999, something like that.
Many bands ago.
Well, it's nice to meet all of you. They have several recordings out that we'll tell you about in a moment, as well as a forthcoming EP, I think. And we'll chat about that a little bit, and also where they're going to be playing. What did you open up with, the name of that song?
That was called Supposed to Be.
And who wrote it?
I did, Chelsea.
And Chelsea, have you written most of them, or is this a mix of people, different people?
The three of us primarily, Dugan, Erica, and I. Sorry, Mike.
That's fine.
Although Jonah did just write a song.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote a song, but it's not FCC appropriate.
thank
you.
Thank you for your judgment.
Yeah, we all do a little bit of songwriting, and generally whoever sings it is the one who wrote the lyrics and the melody, and then we all collaboratively fill it in.
You know, Jenna, I work with a lot of kids, middle school kids and high school kids, and people ask me, adults ask me if I have to worry about language or things like that.
I worry. Songs. They told me to sit on a stool and be quiet.
Well,
we all worry.
What I tell the kids I work with is you can, off the air, you know, when we're recording, I said, you can say whatever you want. What you have to realize is you're limiting your market by the choices you make. So, you know, it might not get listened to or respected potentially, but it might not get listened to. I feel like I'm now making poor, but he's pouting, isn't he?
I'll stop that. Okay.
Just teasing.
Okay.
He'll make it.
He's good back there.
Working Breed is here with us. We'll talk some more after the next song. It's nice to see Erica's got the trumpet up. We got a tambourine up. On Chelsea, and what's the next song?
It's called Sensitive Plant.
Here they are again, Working Breed.
Road and I think I'm alone. I'm picking my scabs cause no one will notice. And if I'm in town, I'll walk as if in a shroud, wearing sunglasses to increase my focus. Ba da 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 da. A wonderful day is just to find my own way. I leave as a trail, my cookie crumbles. Lost till I'm found, and it's a race to damn town. Or else I'm facing the frown of a rookie fumble. Ba da 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 da. I'm a sensitive plant, touch my leaves and I will close. I see the sun only when I am alone. If I could show you the forest for the trees, you'd be looking at me. Ah, you'd be looking at me. Shout. Now you can see that I'm prone to complication. Excited to win, I'm competitive. And out of my change in pronunciations, my skin is thin upon the six killing tin. It's easy to miss with that illumination. Deep in a crowd as far as I am allowed. Now I can finally feel that I am on vacation. I'm a sensitive plant, judge my leaves and I will close. I see the sun only when I am alone. If I could show you the forest for the trees, you'd be looking at me. Ah, you'd be looking at me. No one will notice. And if I'm in town, I walk as if in a shroud, wearing sunglasses to increase my focus. A wonderful day is just to find my own way. I leave as a trail, my cooking crumbles. Lost if I'm found, then it's a race down, down. Or else I'm facing the frown of a rookie fumble. touch my leaves and I will close. I see the sun only when I am alone. If I could show you the forest for the trees, you'd be looking at me. How you be looking at me?
Working Breed, that may be one of the most delightful cacophonies I've ever heard. That was really well done, and that had to take a lot of work, I would think, to not to spoil the magic, but what a great song. You two singing together the way you were, some great guitar parts by Mike, a great bass line that started and continued throughout the whole song from Jonah. That was a really great, great song. Who wrote that? Is that Erica's or Chelsea's?
Yeah, that's one of mine. Yep.
And it was Erica playing the trumpet too, which sort of blew me away when you took the vocal at the beginning. It's like, she'll sing, she'll play the trumpet, she'll sing. That's
I'll do anything.
But not at the same time.
No, that's I've tried. It doesn't sound very good.
So. Yeah, you two sing like sing like sisters too.
I know, it's an awesome thing that we met. It's just
vibrations work.
Yeah, it doesn't always happen that way. Working Breed's the name of the group. Now you have an EP that's coming, right? Or is it ready now?
We have an EP that's ready now.
Oh, good. Good.
And we're going to be working on our second EP. So it's kind of a four-piece EP, and the first one's out already. And it's called Method Observation. And the other ones are going to be method, you know, other things. So
method observation, like mm-hmm. method dissection.
Yeah, kind of like a scientific method kind of thing. And there's sort of a theme to it, which is that the observation one are the songs that we first wrote when we first came together, just observing how it is that we write and play together and things like that. So there are our very first songs. And the first song we played, Supposed to Be, is on that EP. And also the one we're going to play next is also going to be on that EP.
And do you know what the next EP will be called?
Yes, it goes observation, hypothesis first.
Hypothesis.
I'm a scientist, so I should really know this. Yeah, hypothesis is next, then experimentation, and then...
You make a hypothesis on your experiments.
No, yeah. No.
I can see why.
A hypothesis, and
I see
then
why Jonah is in the corner.
Oh, we love Jonah.
He's not mic'd, so...
actually, he came up with this idea. He came up
with
this idea.
Jonah, you need to come up to a mic if you're going to... If you're going to be part of the family here.
Yeah.
So you came up with the idea?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what? So you want to change the order of the experiment before the...
I don't know what the order was, yeah. But I knew all four of the things. So.
Okay.
I'm not a scientist.
So it's observation,
hypothesis,
experiment, then conclusion or proof or...
What is it, Jonah?
What is the final one?
What is the final?
I thought you remembered them all.
Theory.
Postulate.
Theory is the final one. Yeah. So that's supposed to be how we gelled together. So like sort of our more, but now we've just written so many songs. We're real, prolific as a songwriting group. We got together and we immediately started vibing and we just write and write and write. So
that's great.
Yeah, it is. We love it.
Working Breed is the name of the group. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Happy Labor Day weekend. They're about to play a song that is also on the EP we were just talking about.
Yes, it is.
And what's it called?
It's called Folle de Toi.
Fol de toi.
Fol de toi.
And here they are, and the trombone and accordion are making their first appearances today.
Okay. Un, deux, un, deux, trois. Et tu es parfait pour ce soir.
Working Breed with another great example of the harmonies of Erica and Chelsea singing together. And you can catch them tomorrow. You're going to be at the weather permitting Shadyside Nursery show over on Maryland Avenue in Shadyside. Do you know the time offhand? Is it?
The event starts around 5:36, and we'll be playing somewhere around 6:30-ish. But there's a couple, there's a band before us, and there's a band after us, and it's just a really nice outdoor event. And in spite of its name, it happens rain or shine. So.
Yeah. And it should be nice. I mean, Sunday night, chances are you're off from work, Labor Day, I hope. And you'll get a chance. You know, we just had to change internet services where I live. And the company actually scheduled the appointment for Labor Day.
Oh, no.
And I said, that's just not right. You know, and so I did it myself and it called them and said, you know, you don't need to come out. I figured I could do it and did it. I hope I didn't take
Nobody
money.
Nobody has to labor on Monday.
I hope I didn't take money out of somebody's pocket, but I mean, geez. So check them out tomorrow, and hopefully you're not working Labor Day. Now, The Saw has come out, and Erica played Saw some time ago on SLB. If you've heard musical Saw before, you know how spooky it can sound. Do you want to sample it? Very nice.
That was my spooky version.
Spooky version.
Spooky version.
And, you know, on a day, Robert Gray, do any of you know Robert? Robert plays Saw. He's our technical director. I thought you might know him. Robert's getting married today.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
So it's kind of nice to have musical Saw on the day that Robert Gray and Sarah Shannon get married.
We could dedicate this to them, but it's kind of like a sad, heartbreaky song. So oh. I feel like maybe that's not good mojo.
Rob does like sad, but we'll just say happy wedding day.
Happy wedding day, Rob.
I'm sure they're focused listening right now. I'm sure this is their highest priority right now.
DJ's playing the station.
Yeah, working. Working, Breed is here now performing. And what's the name of this dark song?
It's called Cicada.
Cicada, and here they are again, Working Breed.
You keep me fooled. It feels like it's break my heart. Please, please, please just break my heart.
What a beautiful song. It's Working Breed. And we mentioned Rob and earlier. You know, Robert is a big fan of Tesla, Nikola Tesla, which was the third word of the song, right?
That's right.
So it was propitious, a good song. Not even Tesla, I think, were the first
That's right.
lyrics. Working Breed, you can learn more about them at workingbreed.com. I'm amazed that was available. That was good going.
It's actually workingbreed.net.
Oh, oops.
That's
sorry.
It wasn't available.
I'm sorry. Forgive
that's okay.
me.
That's okay. That's okay. You can find us on Facebook too, and
we've linked correctly.
I just
didn't have it in my head. It's such a trite question, but the name's great. How did it come about?
We had, it's just a really hard thing to pick a band name.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And actually the thing that you mentioned about the website is a big consideration because you don't want to pick some name that somebody else has and already has a website for and everything. So I was kind of a real stickler. So we had like probably 300 propositions. Right? And I was like, no to this, no to that. I found a website here. I found a website there. And we thought we would be a band called...
Goodnight, Ned.
Goodnight, Ned. Mm-hmm. Which is
a reference to the Three Amigos.
Yes.
Yes. I like it. Yes.
Yeah. We really vibed with that. But then we found there was a band in Texas that had that name, and they were pretty good.
They were good.
So I can't steal their name. And then we just kept trying and trying and trying, and I suggested Working Breed at some point, and after many lists that we shortened and shortened and shortened, it made the final cut.
And it made sense for us, too, I think, because, you know, we all have our
day jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We're all hard workers, and we have to work hard together, and we work really well together, and, yeah.
Yeah, there's something nice about Breed, too. The only group I know, there's a group called American Breed. Defunct. But they did the song Bend Me, Shape Me, any way you want me. And I think that was their only hit. They're a one-hit wonder group. But Working Breed's a great name.
Well, it's also like it's like in the class of dogs at the dog show. There's like the toy breeds and there's the whatever else. So we're the working breeds.
I'd want to be a working dog.
Yeah, work is good. It makes you feel purposeful and you're given something to other people.
Yeah, and you know, if you ever have a spinoff group, or you could have an album called like Puritan Work Ethic. You know, Puritan.
We have it.
That's our album name. There we go.
Although there is a group, the Hester Prynne's are taken. You don't want to be that. Working Breed is the band you're hearing, and you should stop at workingbreed.net. You can look at them, and there's information about how to get the EPs that we were discussing before, as well as their itinerary. Subsequent to tomorrow, I don't think you have anything until October, at least on the website, from what I could see. Is there more?
As of right now, the next gigs are October 9th, 10th, and 11th, and those are all going to be wonderful shows. Wiggle Whiskey Distillery is one of the places we're going to play.
Excellent.
And Hitchhiker Brewing.
Before you do your next song, and we're probably going to have time, I think, for two more, most likely.
Great.
How often do you get together to practice? Because you're doing some stuff that I think is pretty tough to pull off well, tight harmonies. And I haven't really had a chance to mention it, but Mike, your guitar parts have been really fun to listen to.
Thank you.
Fit in well. And Jonah's bass lines have been great. That doesn't just happen. Four folks, five when you add your drummer. Are you able to get together at least weekly, or you're all working, so it's got to be tough.
We get together weekly.
Yeah, we try as best as we can to play once a week, and it is it's hard to get together, but we do it. Mm-hmm. I think part of the secret is that we just vibe really well together, and Dugan and Jonah are really awesome musicians. They played together a long time, and it's like there's this little zap between them. They just know what to do. The first time we ever played together, I remember watching them just figure stuff out together and be like, wow, they got it. I don't know what it is, but they got it. And I'm really excited to play with these people.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because they are kind of like brothers, right? You've known each other for a long time, probably called each other's mom when you were growing up. And you two are kind of sisterly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The brothers and the sisters. Anybody, that's probably taken. Mamas and the papas. Definitely.
And then
taken.
Our baby Sam. Don't forget about our drummer.
Oh, look, yeah. Sam.
Sam's not here, but we love him.
He's all alone.
He's probably listening. So, Sam. Yeah.
Hi,
love
Sam.
You.
Sam, we love you.
Sam sits in the corner with a mirror. what would you like to do next?
We're gonna be playing a song called "Teacher Blues."
Once again, working breed. Working breed here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You attracted some attention out there. I can't. Is she still out there? There was a nice little girl out there dancing to the music here at the Children's Museum. And, you know, it's not dancing weather. It's hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe it's dancing weather. I don't know. It's been fun to have you guys here. Workingbreed.net is how you can learn more about them or find them on Facebook. Google Working Breed Music, maybe, or Working Breed Pittsburgh. Probably if you Google Working Breed, you'll get, you know, shepherds, and you probably need more than that, I would think.
Working Breed Band, Working Breed Pittsburgh, both work.
And look for them tomorrow at the Shadyside Nursery as part of the Weather Permitting series, starting around 5 or 6 or so. Anything that I failed to ask you about that you wanted to mention before we finish up? Did I get it all?
You're very thorough.
Yeah, you are thorough.
You're very thorough.
Thanks. Well, we'll need to have you come back for a checkup in 6 months and try to stick to... No. thank you. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to do Original Amateur Hour.
Yes.
That's the name of the
band. Look on my face. The song is called Original Amateur Hour.
The song is called Original Amateur Hour.
Here they are, get Working Breed.
I'm a mermaid, got sea legs, but I'm much out of time. I ride bicycles round the deck at night, and Neptune has lost his mind. I feel that sort of itchy, I think I'm gonna scratch. I'm slightly covered in gasoline, so please don't light a match. Ooh. Ooh. Eat your salad and vegetables, but don't forget your mac and cheese and your spaghetti-o. Round, 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 round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. Ooh. Ooh. Ha, 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 he, he. What am I on about? What do I mean? Bad man, whim, whim. If I go on like this, saying go mental or fantasize your escape. Just be sure to stay flexible, then you can't get bent out of shape. Listen to my warning, gravity is your enemy. The glass is not half empty nor full, just drink the whole thing. Sing and rhyme, elevate your mind to the sublime. Scenic bypass over others can grasp, surely are a waste of time. But they ain't no crime.
Wow, that's was absolutely great. That's Working Breed. Keep your headphones on for 1 second here. Somebody wanted to say hello to the string section here. Brian, we just have a couple seconds. Do you want to say hello to these guys?
Hey, Jonah, what's up? It's Brian. I think we went to Mount Lebanon together.
Brian, hachalakas, what's going on? And Dugan's
hey,
here too.
Oh, what's up, Jonah Petrelli? How's life? Good?
Hey, Brian.
Life is good. Playing music, my man. How's life with you?
I am great. Hey, I'm not sure. Are you and I Facebook friends? I'd love to catch up.
I'm not a real Facebooker person. I'm kind of anti-Facebook, but
okay,
that's just my prerogative.
Hey, take this
down.
412.
Hang on, Brian. Brian, you're on the radio here. You're actually on the air, so we'll put you on hold. You can do that off the air. I wouldn't want everybody calling you. So
I know where I'm
hang on. Brian's in Boston listening to you guys.
Oh,
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Thank
so,
you, Brian.
Brian, hang on, and we'll be with you in just a moment. Oh. I hope you're still there. If I disconnected you, please call back. Thanks, guys, to you guys. And Working Breed, just terrific. Thank you for being with us Labor Day weekend. Thank you to all of our guests.